Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have a number of subjects to put on the table today, and to open this up, I want to remind everyone just how our farm and ranch economy is suffering today. Farm income is expected to fall 7% to $60 billion this year, and that is less than half of what it was just 5 years ago. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said, I quote, "The state of the rural economy is fragile. When adjusted for inflation, farm income is forecast to be the lowest level since 2002. And on top of our income problem, nearly 40 of our states are suffering from drought. Getting worse every week. The South, West, High Plains are suffering the most. Our winter wheat crop has already been damaged. At this time, I have not read very much about drought in the Midwest. However, in talking to farmers in Iowa and Illinois and Kansas and other states, they are concerned. The tiles on my farm in Illinois are hardly running. And last year at this time, our subsoil was saturated. President Trump just released his proposed budget, and it could have some influence on the money available for agriculture. Of course, we should remember that the president's budgets are dead on arrival because the Congress decides who gets the money and how much is spent. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway, Texas, had this to say, "We're writing this farm bill under dramatically different circumstances than the last bill 4 years ago when prices were high and rural America was thriving," end of quote. Well, I believe that the challenges that agriculture faces today will help to protect farm program funding, especially crop insurance. Another plus for rural America could be President Trump's infrastructure plan. The president wants to invest $200 billion with states and private companies providing the rest of the money. According to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, I quote, "The plan would invest significantly in our rural communities, improving broadband access, internet, water systems, roads, and more." I have to ask the question, can our Congress come together and pass major infrastructure legislation? I don't know. There should be bipartisan support for some kind of a bill. We have already passed legislation to spend a lot of money that we don't have. Why not just spend some more? I can't believe I said that. I've always been a deficit hawk. Well, until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.